The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I could not believe the percentage of men who actually care about a woman's lingerie. Bras and panties are a big deal in the man world. And we're going to talk about it in today's episode. For me, and I'll reveal more as you listen, but I'm not really that woman. I've never been that woman that, you know.
And you're married to a guy that's not that guy.
Oh, so you don't like lingerie either.
It's a match
either,
made in heaven.
It really is. So do you care, ladies, about your bra and panties matching? Do you wear lingerie? And for all the men listening, wait till you hear the percentage of men, this study's crazy, that actually do. Let's turn it up now. So I'm giving something to DJ Automatic right now that he absolutely hates, but it's good for him. Let me explain. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. It is Wednesday. Why is it that you were screaming at me this morning?
Okay, first of all, if you're gonna put some weird purple substance in the bottom of somebody's cup, what? You should probably let them know, hey, I put a new, like, I don't know what it is, a vegetable substance?
It is a green, you know, supplement. Because Americans don't eat enough vegetables. So it's all your greens when you drink your water in the morning. So
Dana's been doing this for a couple days. I've been just throwing it away because I'm like, what is this purple stuff in my cup? I'm not going to drink it. You've got to explain to me, hey, I put some stuff in your cup for you.
Did you drink it today?
I drank it today and it is awful. I mean, it tastes like if you would let broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower just soak in water overnight and then drink it. I mean, it is disgusting, so I know it's good for me, but...
But you're supposed to eat things that are good for you. And since Americans don't eat enough vegetables, this is my contribution to our family in helping us get the greens that we need.
I would love to see Ava drink that.
But our daughter's not going to drink that. Yeah, I have to find it in pill form.
You got to give me a heads up before you're going to make me healthy and stuff.
Ate a cake this weekend. I made a cake, and we ate a cake within 24 hours. The whole cake was gone. I figured you needed your greens today.
No, I'll take that.
All right, National Day, DJ Automatic.
All right, we got National Cork Day. Do you know what cork is?
Like
Q-U-A-R-K.
That closes my wine, that vegetable tastes better. it's a fruit. Grapes.
No, it is not that. Cork is like a cheese substitute that I guess they use in Europe. I've never
heard of cork, but okay.
And then it's also National Popcorn Day.
I know what popcorn is, and we eat a lot of popcorn in my house, but we no longer eat microwave popcorn. That stuff is so bad for you.
Why is it bad for you?
It's got carcinogens and all kinds. If you eat it, drink your greens.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession here. There's still time for you to tap in if you have a confession. Remember, one call, 1 minute, no judgment. You can also DM me your confession at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Today we're talking about women's underwear. Well, because I ran across this study in Glamour magazine, and it reveals a percentage of men who actually care about lingerie and underwear, because I know this is a big business. Rihanna has Savage X Fenty. Kim Kardashian has Skims. You've got all kinds, you know, La Perla for high-end lingerie.
See, me personally, I don't care about lingerie at all. It doesn't, like, I'd rather see what's underneath it. It doesn't do any good to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's just covering up all the parts I'm interested in.
You don't have to be lewd about it, but I'm so glad.
I'm not being lewd. I'm just being real.
Well, since we're married, that's probably why we make this perfect couple, because I wear big underwear like Spanx and stuff like that. I wear sports bras every day. I've never been that lingerie girl. I appreciate it. I think it's beautiful.
I've never been the lingerie guy. I'm just the guy who's trying to get it off.
Let's take a call right now. I'll come back with the percentage of men who actually care about women's underwear. Line two, does your man care about your underwear?
Yes and no. I mean, it's not lingerie, but I like nicer underwear specifically.
Okay, so they match. Bra and panties match.
Not exact matches, but I try and put colors together.
I wear Spanx every day. Mine is far from sexy. I literally wear Spanx every single day.
It's almost like a fat suit.
I hate you.
Well, hate considering that I'm pregnant, I don't know. I haven't gotten to the Spanx part yet. I don't know. Okay.
She's like, maybe that's the next phase of your underwear repertoire.
That comes after the baby.
It might.
Okay. Does your man care? Does he mention your underwear?
Yeah. Yeah, he notices when I'm in it.
I bet he notices more when you're not. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And that's how they got the baby.
Absolutely. Okay. So according to this study by Glamour.com, 86% of men say they care what your underwear looks like. That's a lot. That's a great majority.
Well, I fall into that 14% that doesn't really care. But I will say this, of the 86% of men who do care, I mean, they're into the kink of it. That's what helps them get aroused.
Well, I want to say something, though, as strong women, I know that sometimes we just buy lingerie for ourselves. I don't necessarily wear it all the time, but I own it. And I spoke about Rihanna Savage X Fenty. It's one of the best-selling underwear, you know, and lingerie in the world now, because sometimes you just want to feel pretty for yourself.
Ladies, save your money. Because after the first night, he doesn't care. I'm just telling you right now, he doesn't care.
Gotta keep it spicy.
Get naked.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, in case you missed it, the question people ask all the time, should you shower at night or morning, has finally been answered by a Yale School of Medicine dermatologist. Her name is Mona Guerrara, and I will share her findings with you right now. We always find these stories that we know you need to know about because the timeline moves too quickly. Plus, this one is just fun. DJ Automatic, you go first. What'd you find for the people?
I've been sitting on this story for about a week now just because I want to make sure it was true and that there was actual research that went into this, but open up your ears, listen to this. Weed prevents the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating healthy human cells.
What? Wow.
And this is according to the Journal of Nature Products. This is a scientific study. Here's one of the researchers explaining how it works.
We were able to test two of these compounds called CBDA and CBGA, and we found that these two compounds are effective individually in preventing the virus from infecting human cells.
So this is another way for us to fight COVID-19. Being vaccinated, obviously we know that also scientifically proven to help, but this is a more natural...
Yeah, so the CBGA and CBDA, which is two properties found in marijuana, actually block the protein from becoming infected so you don't get sick.
Do you believe that that's why you didn't get as sick as I did, or Ava Maddox did, our daughter?
I've had this theory for a while. I'm talking since the beginning of COVID. I have anxiety. I've smoked marijuana for a very long time because of it. I continued to smoke while I was sick, not knowing whether I had COVID or 19 or not. And I did not get as sick as my wife and my daughter did.
Got blood.
I don't know that it had anything to do with this, but I did tell my wife, do you think because I smoke, I didn't get as sick?
I don't know, but this study is starting to make me believe that you're craziness. I just kind of dismissed you at the time. Now I'm like, maybe you were right.
So
maybe
this is
Well, marijuana, we know that our ancestors used it medicinally for thousands of years, and now it's coming back.
I've been using it medicinally for not thousands of years, but for a while.
For a long time.
For anxiety.
And it works for you. I mean, it really does help your anxiety.
And here's that same researcher explaining why you don't have to smoke it for it to work.
So people who've been exposed to other individuals with COVID and need to isolate could take a pill like a cannabinoid extract and stay healthy because of the antiviral capability of these compounds.
And the good thing about this is you don't get high.
It's just CBD, right?
Yeah, so it's CBGA and CBDA, which are both cannabinoids, which don't get you high.
Okay.
It's the actual THC that gets you high, and that has nothing to do with stopping COVID.
Well, it has everything to do with keeping you from being anxious, though.
Facts.
I think. That's my personal opinion. Anyway, in case you missed it, the question that so many people ask, should I shower at night or in the morning?
I gotta hear this one.
According to clinical professor of dermatology at Yale School of Medicine, Mona Guerrara, showering at night is best. However, you can still take a quick 2-minute wake up shower in the morning, because that's what a lot of people who shower in the morning want. But the thing is, remember when we brought Ava Maddox home, our daughter, DJ Automatic, we brought that little bundle of joy to the casa, and we would bathe her at night, and she would sleep her best?
Mm-hmm.
Remember after
I
that?
I do remember this.
It's the same for you for the rest of your life.
I don't feel like that. I feel like if I take a shower at night, it wakes me up, and I have a harder time falling asleep.
You're awake for a couple of seconds, and then when you lay down, that warmness takes over your body, and you just get under the comfies,
and the other
thing, you fall asleep.
I need to shower in the morning, else I don't wake up.
Well,
I have to.
I just told
If I'm taking a shower at night and taking a shower in the morning, I'm just going to be super dry.
She does talk about this. If you're doing both, when you shower in the morning, it's only a couple of minutes, and it's only the three P's that you're washing. Your pits, your privates and your piggies, and then you get out because it is bad for the skin. But bathing at night not only warms your body and helps you sleep longer, it's cleaner. Why would you think that going to bed with a dirty body is going to help you sleep?
I actually used to bathe at night as a child, but then my feet would get so dry and cracked up.
Hold on. You bathed at night the first few years we were dating.
I was just trying to impress you.
Oh my gosh.
But my dry feet take precedence over that.
You need to bathe at night, funky man. Bathe at night.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
7 years after the tragic death of artist Prince, who we all love, the IRS has come to terms with the value of his estate. I'll tell you how much they say it's worth right now. This story and more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip. DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays first.
We got Sean Wayans celebrating today. Dolly Parton, Little Scrappy, JaVale McGee, Pete Buttigieg. And I want to say RIP to Mac Miller. Today is his birthday.
Hey, Kool-Aid and frozen pizza. It's the work of art. I ain't talking Mona Lisa.
Man, RIP to Mac. All right, so we're going to start off with Tiffany Haddish, who was arrested for DUI. Here's how it went down. She pulled over in a neighborhood. Someone reported there was a car swerving. You know, in the wee hours of the morning, it was dark. By the time cops got there, she was taking a nap on the driver's side.
Ooh.
I think she was smoking weed. And that's the thing. DUI means driving under the influence. You should not drive when you drink alcohol. And you should not drive if you've done that much smoky smoke that you need a nap.
So maybe she was just tired. You shouldn't assume that people were doing anything because you have no idea.
I saw that photo, that mugshot.
That photo said, I can afford bail. That's what that photo said. She did not care even a little bit.
Check the picture at Dana Cortez on Instagram inside the story. Now let's discuss Cardi B considering a face tattoo with her son Kiari's name on it.
What?
Offset has their daughter Culture inked on his jawline. I'm not a face tattoo advocate. You might have face tattoos. That's good for you. Not me.
I'm just going to say, if you're getting a face tattoo on your jawline, then you better stay in shape because that's going to end up in the middle of your neck.
It's going to be Kiari.
Yeah.
And then finally, 7 years after the tragic death of Prince, the IRS has come to terms with the value of his estate, and they say it's worth $156 million.
Okay.
His family, who, by the way, they've been fighting over
the money. That includes his music catalog and everything?
Everything. The family wanted to value it at $80 million.
Oh, so they're trying to push the price down,
yes,
so less taxes.
Yes, and so they agreed at, exactly. So they agreed at $156 million. I just think it's so sad that he never had a daughter or a son to leave all of his hard work to, and he didn't even have a will.
Remember what Jay-Z said in 444? The guy had slave on his face. You think he wanted his masters with his masters? You greedy bastards sold tickets to walk through his house. I'm surprised you didn't auction off the casket.
There's just no respect to him.
No, there wasn't. I mean, his family has done everything and anything to make money off of his legacy. To the point where, like Jay-Z said, it's downright disrespectful.
If only there had been a way to leave it all to the fans, they would have taken care of it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Two very important topics we're going to go over in today's hashtags. Brand new Girl Scout cookie and student loan debt cancellation. Hey.
You're speaking my language.
I know. It's the Dana Cortez Show on your Wednesday. As I said, the first hashtag, Navient, one of the largest student loan servicers, will cancel $1.7 billion in private student loans after a deal it reached with 39 states. The lender was accused of giving out private loans to students whom they knew would never be able to pay them back. So they would just continue to accrue interest and have these payments forever.
Predatory loan.
Yeah, predatory loan. As part of the settlement, Navient denied it violated the law, and only 66,000 former students will benefit from the settlement. Dang. Why do the banks always win?
Wait, that's how much debt there is? Only 66,000 people adds up
that's
to $1.7 billion? Dollars? Oh my
debt.
Gosh. How much student loan debt is there?
I think that they should cancel at least $10,000 every human being on the face of the continental U.S. and our territories.
I mean, in a perfect world, I mean, I would hope that they would do something like this, but I don't think they're going to with everything that happened during the pandemic.
We'll see. $10,000
would be perfect.
Exactly. It's obviously nothing.
I mean, I will say I did pay off my student loans. It sucked. But at the same time, like we're in a very different situation now. And I feel like the government excusing some loans would do a lot of good for a lot of people.
And then in food news, it's Girl Scout cookie season. And there's a new flavor for all of us to indulge in. It's called Adventurefuls. I do want to try this.
I saw them the other day. And I'm very excited about these.
Brownie-inspired cookies topped with caramel-flavored cream. Drizzled chocolate with a hint of sea salt. You can buy your cookies right now from your favorite Girl Scout through April. All right, National Day DJ Automatic.
You can't just skip over Girl Scout cookies like that. a new Girl Scout cookie sounds amazing.
I want the shortbread. They're my favorites. I think they're the best. I know they're plain, but the shortbread are the best.
I'm trying the new ones. All right, for National Days, we got World Cork Day. Cork is like some kind of like a cheese substitute that used in other countries.
Why would I want a cheese substitute? If I'm going to eat cheese, I'm going to eat cheese.
From somebody who's lactose intolerant, I might like cork. I never tried it. But all right. And the other thing we got is National Popcorn Day.
Everybody loves good popcorn. I have the perfect recipe to make it taste exactly like the movie theater. You want the recipe, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
You know, it's been part of American culture since the 1800s, but it was introduced to the Spanish by the Aztecs.
I was going to say, no, 1800s, you go back to the 1400s and before that.
So the Spanish were blown away by the Aztecs actually popping it with steam.
And they never seen anything like
it. No, because they said it looked like a flower.
See, my people were popping popcorn back in the day.
And they also used it in the headdresses.
I know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every single person hates being stuck in traffic, but we've all been there.
It's the worst.
How do you pass the time when you're stuck in traffic? Well, this guy who owns a Tesla S, valued at $75,000, it drives itself, you know?
Yeah.
He spent it watching pornography.
What the f***?
On the road?
On the road, with everybody watching him watching that.
I would be lying if I said that I'd never seen this before.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to say I would be lying if I told you I hadn't done it. I definitely haven't
done it, but I've pulled up to guys. I've seen people with magazines. I've seen people look at their phones, but I've never seen anybody just load it to the dashboard of a Tesla during a 5 o'clock traffic jam.
Well, drivers around him began to notice because of the amount of time they were stuck on the road. And of course, what do? Pull their phones out and record him.
Ugh. Oh, gross.
That's nasty.
You can see the man clicking on the images, zooming in on certain parts, and yes, unfortunately, finishing the job.
Well, that's an oil slick you don't want to step in. Now let's go to outer space. Listen to this headline. Black diamond from outer space goes up for auction.
I don't have that kind of money, but tell me about it.
So don't let your fiance know about this, guys, but a billion-year-old black diamond from outer space is about to go up for auction. Sotheby's calls it the Enigma, and it hitched a ride to Earth on an ancient meteorite.
It's like, there's my Uber. I need to get to Earth.
The record-breaking 555-carat stone is ranked among the largest diamonds in the world and in the universe. And it will probably have a price tag that's going to be around $7 million next month.
Okay, so my question to you is, which rapper is going to buy this 550-carat black diamond?
Oh, it's going to be Kanye for sure. And he's going to be like, my diamonds are from outer space. Take that, Pete.
I'll laser you with alien eyes.
He's going to be like, I already took your girl.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic. The day is January 19th.
We're going to start off with birthdays. The first birthday we have is Mac Miller.
No matter where life takes me, find me with a smile. Be soon to be happy, don't be laughing like a child.
It just hurts my heart. We're talking about this off air, and Otto said to me, I still feel sadness when I hear his music. I still feel like just so young and such a kind person.
Well, we all had the opportunity to interview him and hang out with him, and he really was a good dude. And I feel like he made the mistake of taking too many drugs one night and changed everything forever.
Don't ever start doing drugs. Just don't ever start, because it never goes well. You know, and this is a great example of that.
Also, got to tip the hat to his music artistry. He's a very strong music artist
who
influenced
a
lot of people.
The man
too.
Went number one as an independent artist with Blue Slide Park.
Well, he was a writer. He was a composer. I mean, he played the piano, the guitar. He was a true artist. And Mac Miller, thank goodness, will always have your music.
And a rapper's rapper. I'm gonna make sure that's stated.
Facts. All right, now we're going to 1961. Very interesting day. It's the day that Frank Sinatra throws JFK a party the night before his inauguration to help clear the Democrats' $2 million campaign debt.
I did it my way.
So this was the beginning of politics and entertainment coming together, which now you can't have one without the other.
Man, Frank Sinatra the GOAT, though.
He charged $100 a ticket that night,
and
$10,000 for a booth. Woo! I mean, think about that. That's a 1961. That's a lot of money. He had Nat King Cole on the ticket, Harry Belafonte, Gene Kelly, Ethel Merman, and many more. The one fact that I did take from this that I didn't like was Sammy Davis Jr. was disinvited by the Kennedys after recently marrying a white woman. Kennedy didn't think it was a good look for his campaign.
This is the 60s. It's not like it was 100 years ago that we're having this conversation. And Frank Sinatra almost canceled the whole event because of this, because Sammy Davis Jr. was a good friend of his, but Sammy is the one who convinced him not to and to move forward with it.
Next, we're going to 1994, because on this day, Bob Marley is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
One love, one
I love Bob Marley. I can listen to him all day. It puts me in a mood.
Who doesn't love Bob Marley?
He was an activist and one of the greatest artists of all time.
And finally, today in 1999, Silk the Shocker releases his third album, Made Man. Executive produced by Master P, the album was a huge success. It went platinum in 3 months. He had features from Jay-Z, Snoop, Lil' Kim, and Mystical. And then we never heard from him again. No, that's not true. He did do other things, but this was his last really big album.
I mean, this was one of the highs of the No Limit era,
too. Oh, for sure. That's the first thing I thought of was No Limit.
And always, shout out to Master P for what he did and the groundwork he laid down for hip-hop artists to come forward, too.
All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What up, y'all? DJ Automatic. And this is usually the time that it would be two dudes, one studio. But since Anthony had some milk earlier and he's going to be out in the bathroom for a while, you know what I'm talking about. It's just going to be one dude, one mic today. And I'm going to discuss something that we got into earlier. Dana and I actually had a conversation about lingerie. So I came up with the top four reasons men shouldn't care about lingerie. Number four, isn't it just in the way? I mean, I don't need to see it. I want to see what's underneath. Number three, this might mean you're going to have to spend more money on Valentine's Day for something that you don't want. This stuff is not cheap. That's why Rihanna is almost a billionaire in less than 3 years. And now we move to number two. After our first night together, I don't even notice what you're wearing. I just look at you and I admire all your beauty. I don't care if you have matching bra and panties on or some fancy lingerie set that you got from Victoria's Secret when you and your girls went to the mall.
Hey!
And the number one reason why guys shouldn't care about women's lingerie. This is for the men that are into the kink of it. More power to you. I guess it's 86% of men actually care about lingerie. But I'll say, if your name isn't Caitlyn Jenner, I don't think you should. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want me to provide this list for you, I can post it to my Instagram story, at DJ Automatic. Have a beautiful day. The Dana Cortez Show loves you. And hopefully Anthony will be back by tomorrow.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What in the world is the fascination with porn, men? No, I mean it.
What do you mean?
Like, why? And some lady's going to send me a message. I like it. Cool. Most porn, in fact, 92%, I just looked it up, 92% of porn is made for men. You know why? Because most women don't got the time. Sure ain't spending money on that.
Yeah.
And what? Why? Why do you have to look at that stuff?
I think it's also, you know, we have a pandemic built up of horniness.
Yes.
Where there's just, you know, a ball of people. Some dudes are pent up. And some dudes are just, you know, there's some horny dogs out there.
That's a completely reasonable response right there, Anthony.
Really,
but the fact that this guy loaded his porn to his Tesla, screen.
During traffic?
During 5
Come
o'clock.
Come on, man.
That's called porn addiction. And I think that's another real, very real thing that a lot of men are going through.
Automatic, can you admit to me right now, without lying, you swear on everything you love, how many days a week do you participate in pornographic activity?
Zero.
That's a promise?
That is a bold-faced lie.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But I will never, ever admit to anything other than that.
You admitted to lying. All right, more of the podcast now.